Bruce got one shot. He's about to get another one. Down low against Larry Nance Jr. Here it is.
And when Pop speaks, we listen, and he talks about how special he is, Stephen A. Where does Kawhi rank in the MVP conversation right now?
Believe it or not, I'm still going to say number four.
Everything but a quarterback, and if they get Romo and he happens to be healthy for a playoff run, the Houston Texans could win a Super Bowl, and that would kill Jerry Jones?
All right, all right, all right, Tribe members, welcome back. This is the Tribe Podcast. I'm your host, Dave Love. With me today is my buddy, the Lionheart, Richard Ricardo.
That's right. What's up, guys?
And, of course, who's also with me is Mr. Tupa. Wait a second. He's not here.
No.
Two plates ain't here. Sorry, folks. I know you're going
to... He has to get his OT.
Two plates is not here, but that's okay. Me and the Lionheart are here for you. Want to get you through this, okay? I know it's been a while. I hope everybody's doing good. We want you guys to start putting your questions in and your input in and hit that like button for us. All right?
Yeah.
So, Rich, you ready for this? You ready for this episode? It feels a little weird without two plates.
I know. It's like we were a tripod and now we're only
a
twosome.
Yes.
A twosome.
Just a twosome. Just a pair.
Just a twosome. Hey, but hopefully we'll have Eric back next week.
Yes, hopefully.
See how this works.
Anyways, it's good to be back, you know, getting some stuff in here. All right, let's just hit it up already. We got some NBA topics we can go. So, let's start with the NBA. First things first, my boy... The big German, Dirk Nowitzki, Davinsky, V or W, I don't know. Dirk.
That's your boy, man.
That's my boy, Dirk.
Yeah.
You just got dirked.
Yeah, that's all you got to say. Yeah.
This had 30K, his 30K, the sixth player in history to get over 30,000 points in his career. Mm-hmm. And I believe he is the third. Maybe to do it with one team. I think it's Kobe and Karl Malone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, so definitely I got to give him a shout out. There's a big discussion, you know, what would we, people would rank him as far as, definitely he's the first Battle Hall of Famer.
Oh,
Rich,
yeah,
do you
agree? Definitely, yeah, definitely.
You know, I don't know how Houston is. I don't know if they'll give Dirk props because Houston, you know, Houston fans might not like Dallas. I don't know how that is because over here, like Chicago, we don't like Green Bay.
Yeah.
Or same thing with Chicago White Sox and Chicago Cubs. We don't like the White Sox fan don't like the Cubs. The Cubs don't like the White Sox fan.
Yeah.
So we don't even, see, we won't even give them props. So I don't know how it is in Houston with Dallas because you guys are so close.
Well, the thing with Houston is we have a hatred for the Cowboys. I don't like the Mavericks, but I've never hated a player on the Mavericks. Like, I don't hate Dirk Nowitzki. I'm happy he got to this point. I even remember whenever he surpassed Hakeem Olajuwon, and that kind of hurt a little bit. But but I've never had hate for Dirk Nowitzki. It's always been because, like, you talk about the Packers. Do they have a baseball team or a basketball team? They got the
have just the football team.
See,
Bay,
so,
yeah.
So you can never associate anything else besides the Packers. But, like, I don't hate, like, any. I don't hate the Dallas Stars. I don't hate the Dallas Mavericks. I do hate the Texas Rangers, though, but...
Do you?
That's a different thing right there. But.
For a different day. Got you. Anyways, let's get back to the topics. Dirk getting 30K, and I would have to say he is definitely, man, at the very least the top 25 on my list. On my list.
I might put him in the top 20.
Yeah, I mean, that could be. You can have arguments on certain things.
Is he the greatest foreign player?
International?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think he might be.
Yes, he is. He is. Other than his rookie year and the last season and this season, the rest from, I think he came in 97, 98. Anyways, mm-hmm. Say he came in 98.
Mm-hmm.
From 99 through 2014 or 15, His field goal percentage is over 45%.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, now his, you know, was he much of a defender? No. But he was a good scorer. And from and now that's why we got a stretch four.
Yeah.
These stretch fours want to shoot.
Yeah.
All these big men want to shoot now. They're, you know, before, if you were a big, you could pound it down low and just do that, and we'll hand it the ball to you down in the post.
Yeah.
But then when Dirk came in, they said, hey, you know, big guys can shoot too, you know, and he proved it. And, you know, kudos to him, man. I mean, I am a Dallas Mavericks fan, believe it or not. It is crazy. I like Dirk, and I'm glad he got his props and, you know, well-deserved, I think. And definitely, like you said, top 20. Yeah, oh, yeah. Definitely top 25, definitely on my list.
Yeah.
Number one internationally.
It meant a lot to a lot of people, too, also because they showed a clip of his shooting coach. He was at the game when he broke the record, mm-hmm. and his shooting coach was actually crying for, you know, the accomplishment that Dirk just made, getting to 30K. And, I mean, it did mean a lot to a lot of people. Even Dirk said he's not much of a drinker. And he even said that after he got his 30K, he went home and had a Bud Light. I mean, that's a small little celebration for that big of an achievement. But, hey, I guess to each his own.
Hmm. All right, well, that was just one first topic. Let's get to this next topic, Richard. People are putting another name in this MVP race for the NBA.
Who's this guy?
His name is Kawhi Leonard.
All right.
And okay. They're saying he's put into the race. He's put into the race with, you know, Westbrook, Harden, him, and LeBron.
Probably, yeah, LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron's,
right?
You know. LeBron, I'm not saying he's not good. He's the best player on the planet. But to me, it's just like they could have done the same thing with Jordan all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they could say he was MVP every year, too. But yeah. They said, you know what? Let's try to change this up, you know? We know what he could do, whatever. Not trying to discredit LeBron, but like I said before, I disqualify LeBron because without LeBron, that team can make a playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
In the East. You know what I'm saying?
I believe so, yeah.
So they
with
got
all healthy players? Yeah.
And like I said before, Westbrook and Harden. And I guess if you want to put Leonard in there, they don't have other superstars like LeBron does.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But anyways, let's get into the Leonard situation. He's been brought up in the MVP race, and they're saying he's a strong candidate. And let me ask you, I know, what is your opinion about that? They're bringing Leonard in the MVP candidacy right now.
Well, like, I know a lot of people, like right now he's averaging, what is it? He's averaging 26.3 points a game. And a lot of people are talking about, you know, what he's doing right now. But I'm putting the whole season in perspective. He was averaging around 24, 25 points a game in the beginning. And after the All-Star break, he just started going off. And people were starting to talk about Kawhi is doing great. I like Kawhi. Kawhi is a great guy, a great player. But I just don't think he deserves, I mean, he deserves, you know, to be mentioned. But I don't think he's going to win it. Just because he hasn't done this all season.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, he was maybe on the top 10, around the top 10 in points. And, of course, he was always good defensively. But, I mean, he just started doing amazing lately. Mm-hmm. So
let me kind of piggyback on what you just said, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Leonard, nothing against the guy. You know, he's a good player. Yes, he's really good and you know, top two guard in the league. But like you said, he hasn't done it all year. Mm-mm. I'm not saying he's bad. It's just compared to him with, you know, the other MVP candidates, you know, I put Isaiah Thomas in front of him.
I do too.
From the Celtics.
Isaiah's been doing it with, I mean, nobody.
Not really nobody. Because, you know?
I mean, he's got Crowder.
I want to bring one more point. You could put, let's see. DeMar DeRozan, take Kawhi Leonard's spot, and I bet he'll be doing just as good. Do you know why?
Why?
Because it's the system in San Antonio, just like the Patriots mm-hmm. of the NFL. That's how I believe. You put anybody else in there, and they'll look like a superstar because it's the system. It's the coaching. It's the atmosphere. It's the way that the San Antonio organization is brought up, and that's just how I feel. Nothing against him, and that's why when they say about Brady and everything, well, put Brady on a different team, see how good he is. Yeah, see,
put him on the Browns.
Put him on
a team that, you know, is not built the way the Patriots are. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you with the Spurs, you know, how they play. It's anyone can, like, well, not, I don't know about anyone, but a lot of people can play in that system. For, like, here's an example. The last game they played was against the Kings. The Kings aren't fantastic, but they also put up 114 points without Kawhi and without LaMarcus Aldridge. So that team can score, and they came back from 20-some points down.
Yeah.
They were down 20-some points, and they come back and beat the Kings. So it's honestly Popovich. Popovich gets these things out of his players. Yeah, whenever Kawhi was coming out of college, he wasn't known as a shooter. He was known as a defensive guy, but he wasn't known as like a big time shooter, and now he is that. And I give a lot of props to Popovich for that.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's just how I believe is just the system, and it has nothing to do with Kawhi diminishing his abilities. Yeah, and anything.
He's a great player.
Great player, but no, I can't put him in the MVP candidacy right now. I mean, top 10 maybe, okay. But like I said, I would put Isaiah Thomas in front of him. You know,
would he be in your top five? Because I mean, you got Harden, Westbrook, you got IT, you got LeBron. Who's your fifth right now in your top five?
MVP. Before he went down, Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant, okay.
Mm-hmm. He was. I mean, and real quick on this, from perspective is, we thought his touches and everything would go down in OKC.
Oh yeah.
Going to Golden State. We're like, oh, he ain't going to get as much touches. You know, he's still getting about the same thing he was getting in OKC. So,
well, he was like the main guy. I felt like that. I felt like he was like the main guy, you know, throughout the season until he got hurt.
Right. Because
Curry was doing Curry stuff, but he wasn't, you know, what he was last year.
Right.
And I think it's because they were running a lot of things.
Same thing with Klay Thompson. He's not what he was last year either. And that's just repetition of not getting the ball as much, I guess, or as many touches. But anyways, to keep talking about the MVP candidacy, I'm going to talk about your boy, Mr. Fear the Beard, James Harden. Okay, so he already is setting the turnover record for this year.
Mm-hmm.
So my question, Mr. Lionheart, is that going to hurt his chances in this MVP race?
Is that
going to buy him any ass?
You know what's
funny? Or should I say in the beard?
You know what's funny is that I was actually talking to a couple of my guys from Houston last night about James Harden. I mean, he did decent against who did they play? The Utah Jazz. He did decent against them. He had 35 points, but he also had a bunch of turnovers, and he, like you were saying, he broke the record for turnovers. So I don't think it hurts him because he's also averaging near 30 points a game and, you know, 11.2 assists a game. So I don't think it hurts him as much, but I mean, it is a pretty bad thing to have on your record, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, what player would want that?
Yeah.
And he broke the record last year. He broke Charles Barkley's record. Mm. Charles Barkley had the most turnovers in a season for a player. And then last year, James Harden got that record. Then he broke his own record again this year. So, but I don't think it hurts him. What about you?
Because it's going to come down to the wire with him and Westbrook.
Yeah, you think they're going to start, like, analyzing everything?
They're going to start really nitpicking. Okay. They're going to really nitpick. But, of course, you can nitpick about Westbrook with his efficiency.
Yeah.
I mean, really. With it not being a record, it would have probably helped him more. But since he is gonna have that record, it's not gonna make it worse, but it's not gonna help him, I guess how you can say. So that's what I think. But you know, it's high turnovers anyways in the league anymore.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it don't matter what, it's just a turnover league really. if you really think about it, everybody's trying to do fast pace, or, you know, they just doing wild plays, thinking they can make a layup or whatever and go for, you know, a dunk, and then realize, you know what, let me pass it, and it's nobody there. It's a fan, or it's the player on the opposition. I mean, there's just a lot of turnovers in the past, the past couple years here in the league.
Yeah,
but it shouldn't hurt him, especially with Westbrook's deficiencies on his other end. So
and yeah, his team not doing so well.
What do you think, Two Plates? Is that right? All right, Durant's injury. Let's get quick. Go ahead. Durant's injury, man. We didn't talk about that in the last podcast. It has been a long time, folks. Yes. We apologize. A lot of things came up and, you know, stuff. But Durant's injury, it has affected the Golden State Warriors, man. I mean, it has.
Yeah.
As of this podcast, they're losing some games. They just don't look like they're as cohesive. I don't know if they're just going through the motions, trying to get the regular season done and over with.
Yeah.
You know, but am I worried? I'm a little worried, but I'm not that worried. Even if Durant does not make the playoffs.
Okay.
I still believe they'll be in the West Finals and I'm not a Golden State fan, but I've just, like I said, I just don't see them fearing anybody in the West. You know, maybe one team, but it's not even San Antonio.
It's not San Antonio.
No, that I believe that they should fear. It's not Thunder. It's not, who else is in there?
Well, they got Clippers. You got Jazz.
Mm-mm. Not afraid of any of those.
Who?
But there is one team I am. They should be a little.
Who?
I'm not gonna say it.
Why?
But
Is it who I think it is?
I'm not gonna say it. But anyways, but you know they'll be okay. They'll be okay. But you, Rich, what is your? What is your reaction to how they're playing? I mean, they're playing a little sluggish and just going through the motions.
I mean, they almost lost to the Knicks a couple of games ago.
I know, the Knicks. How low can you get? Anyways.
I mean, geez. I mean, and they only put up 86 points against the Celtics. I think it was last night, yeah. Yesterday's game, they only put up 86 points. I mean, that team there's like times where it just doesn't look like the Warriors of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So. I mean, I think they will get past the first round, but I don't know if they'd put them in the finals.
Really?
Like, you put them directly in the finals.
If they avoid one team, I said.
What team? Just say it.
I'm not going to tell you.
Come on. I want to know.
Listen, Deadpool. I said I'm not going to say it. I said Deadpool because he's got his damn Deadpool shirt on.
I know it's the Rockets, so I'll just accept that. But I think they will get past the first round because they probably will get past Pelicans or Denver, or I don't know what team is there. Even though Denver did beat them early this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't think they'll make it to the finals. I just don't think so.
Well, I think they'll make it to the finals. I just don't think without Durant in the finals,
uh-huh.
I'm worried.
Oh, yeah. So, I'd be worried about that, too.
Definitely. All right, that's the NBA, guys. Folks, you know, let's get into the next topics. And those topics are in the NFL. All right, folks, you got the NFL news. Free agency started up today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of splashes.
A lot of splooshes.
And all the flops.
Anyways, let me talk about, let me get to my Chicago Bears.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Should we go for the good news or the bad news?
I would hit him with the bad news first, make the good news a little bit better.
The bad news? I only got one bad news, people. And is that we officially lost Alshon Jeffrey. But we lost him for a one year for $14 million and he signed with the Eagles. What the hell? I'm sorry, but man, he only got 1 year.
That's
weak. His market must have plummeted. I mean, the Bears, when I'm looking right now, the Bears might have made a good move, because if he tried to chase the free market,
yeah,
and all he got was 1 year for $14 million.
I mean, that shows you how much teams believe in him, and they.
Well, maybe there's something more than was there that we didn't see, because I thought he would get a good contract, but this is like, this is crazy to me. This is like, wow.
Yeah.
Why would you even leave the Bears then? Wouldn't you rather have be a franchise tag then?
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's 1 year, and you probably get paid the same, if not more.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what that's all about. But anyways, I have no idea what that about. But that's our one bad news, I guess. I mean, losing Alshon Jeffrey. But hey, for if you want to go to the Eagles for 1 year for $14 million, well, God bless your soul.
Now it's time for Kevin White to step up.
Oh God, yeah, Kevin White to step up. But I don't know. I did tell you a couple podcasts ago we did pick up Ruben Randle. I don't know.
Ruben Randle.
I don't know if that'll do any good. But
yeah, let's see what that.
I don't know. And I mean, there's some out there. I mean, there's. You know, there's Victor Cruz still out there looking for. Yeah, you never know. But anyways, Jeffrey wasn't there more, not even half the season. Anyways, he's always hurt, and then he got suspended for a couple games.
Something.
I think it was either PEDs or substance abuse. Oh, and who knows? It was some kind of abuse, and
I think that's what hurt him.
Yeah, maybe that hurt his stock. Yeah. I don't know, but. I got some good news, people. Good news for Chicago. I've been waiting to hear this. The Bears finally cut ties with Jay Bumass Cutler. Yes. Get your sorry ass out of here, my friend. Go to a bumass team to, I don't know, maybe the Texans. Oh, wait, no, they're not. I'm not going to be like that. Go to a bumass team like...
Who? The
Jets?
Oh, the Jets.
Yeah, the Jets might pick his ass up.
Maybe.
They're desperate enough. Yeah. Other good news is we signed Quinton Demps from your boys.
Yep.
From the Texans, my
Y'all
friend.
Y'all stole him.
Yeah, 3 years for $13.5 million.
Yep. He's 32 years old. Well, he's going to be 32 this year when the season starts. I mean, but he had 6 interceptions with us last year, so... I feel like you guys got a good safety. You guys needed a safety, didn't you?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah,
we
you guys definitely needed a safety. So
definitely needed it.
I feel like, you know, this is a good pickup for you guys.
Well, that's why I asked you when I saw that we picked him up. I said, who the hell is Quinton? I ain't going to lie. I said, who the hell is Quinton Demps?
Yeah.
I mean, and all I read was from the Houston Texans. So I immediately texted you, and you said, oh, he's, you know, this and that. And so I'm going to go by your word. And from what we had last season...
He'll definitely be an upgrade.
He's got to be an upgrade, you know. So
he's got a nose for the ball, and he's decent safety. Mm-hmm. Something y'all need.
Another good signing we did was the Bears got him a quarterback.
Finally.
I don't know if it's for the future, but we did pick up a quarterback after cutting ties with Cutler. We got Mike Glennon from Tampa Bay for 3 years, $45 million. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, Mr. Two Plates. He was kind of big on Mike Glennon. I really haven't seen much of his work, but we got to start somewhere. The only thing is I'm worried that they don't have an excuse. They have an excuse not to pick up a quarterback in the draft. Maybe late in the draft, but...
a lot of people saw Deshaun Watson going to the Bears, but...
Yeah, now with this move, I don't know. But hopefully, you know, it'll work out. Hopefully he's not going to do a Jay Cutler or anything. But, you know, I heard nothing but good reports on this guy. So, you know what? I'm going to be optimistic and hopefully... At least we're going in the right direction. We got a safety. We got a quarterback.
And, I mean, free agency just started. Who knows what else you guys are going to do. And Mike Glennon, I mean, he's only 27.
Yeah.
So his ceiling is still pretty high right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I thought it was a really good pickup for you guys.
One good thing is the Bucks were willing to pay him, they said willing to give him a contract where he would be the highest paid
backup.
So I don't know if that's any good, you know.
But he wanted a chance to play. I mean, he needs a chance to play.
So let's see what this kid got. So hopefully that's good. All right, let's jump into the Houston Texans.
Oh, yes.
I know. And seriously, guys, about not even an hour ago, you got this news. Yeah. And I saw your face. I'm like, what is this Sasquatch over here so happy about? You know, why is he fucking grinning here like the damn Joker? And you were just so excited when you got this little boop, 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 boop on your phone. Go ahead and say, what happened?
Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. We actually found a team to pick up that horrible contract that we gave Brock Osweiler, $17 million. And of course, I mean, who else would it be? I mean, what organization in their right mind would pick up that contract? And of course, it's going to be the Cleveland Browns. So thank you, Cleveland, for taking on that contract. I know the Texans did give up a second-round pick, but that's for 2018. And the Texans aren't fantastic at drafting either way. So I'm fine with that. We free up $7 million in cap space for this year. And from what I'm hearing, the Browns are just going to cut him? I mean,
supposedly they're deciding if they're going to keep him or trade him or possibly even release him.
Yeah.
So I have no idea if this was just money dumping, because I know you have to spend certain money during a year or whatever.
But
if that's the case, shit, dump some money on me, man.
Yeah, so that's a lot of money. Well, I mean,
to me, I mean, that's great for the Texans. If I was a Texans fan, that'd be great.
Oh, I can't tell you how excited I was.
You are so relieved right now. It's crazy.
You saw my face.
You're sparkling over here. This aura around you. It's crazy right now.
So, you know, I know a lot of fans are thinking, okay, what the hell?
You're such in a good mood. Maybe you'll buy me a drink today. Who knows? Maybe. Anyways, go ahead.
I know a lot of people off my other sports page on Space City Sports, they're kind of like, you know, 50-50. They're like, okay, what the hell are we going to do at quarterback? We got Savage, and a lot of them don't want Tony Romo, but I think Tony Romo is our best option. He's an actual proven quarterback. He's not like Brock, where Brock, before we got him, he only played like, what, 2 or 3 games? I mean, that's nothing for a resume. So I'd rather have, you know, Tony Romo taking us into the next season than Brock Osweiler. So I'm happy.
I know what you tribe members are thinking right now. You know what they're thinking?
What are they thinking?
They're thinking, Space City Sports. What's Space City Sports? Well, I'll tell you what Space City Sports is. It's everything Houston sports, okay? Everything you got to deal with. It's one of the hottest Houston sports page. Check it out on Facebook.
Yeah.
Click the like button for sure. Anyways, go ahead and talk about the loss. I call it a loss for the Texans.
I see it as a loss, too. It's A.J. Boye getting picked up by the Jags. I think he got, what, $64 million? Yeah, something like that. $64 million to, you know, going to the Jags. He's going to one of our rivals. But I honestly think he put himself in a worse situation because the Jags are, I mean, everyone thought the Jags were going to be something special last year. Nothing happened out of that. So, I mean,
mostly that has to do with fucking Blake Bortles.
Yeah, Blake Bortles, man.
What the hell? But anyways, go ahead.
But, I mean, we got an aging Jonathan Joseph on one side, and then we got a garbage ass Kareem Jackson who I freaking hate. We got a garbage ass Kareem Jackson who can't cover. All he can do is tackle. So I don't know what we're gonna do at that point. But like a lot of people are saying that the draft is really cornerback heavy. So hopefully we pick up a good corner in the first round or something.
You know, I am a little disappointed not because AJ Boye left Houston, but because I thought the Bears were in the running for Boye.
Oh, yeah, they were.
So I knew more Boye's work than I did of Demps. But, you know, we got Demps, and Boye decided to go to the Jags. But, you know, I saw his work, and he did good. And, you know, like you said, I think you said earlier to me, was looked like maybe he was just chasing for the paper.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? And nothing against that.
Mm-mm.
So go ahead and
because who knows?
Who knows?
Especially
in football.
Yeah.
Especially in football, nothing's guaranteed in football, man. Yeah. So you have no idea when's the season you're gonna get hurt, and that's it. Well, we're gonna keep it on the NFL. That was it for the Texans news so far. Maybe there's to be more free agency news next week for the Bears and Texans. But anyways, there's something crazy going on in Washington.
Oh, man. Turmoil.
In Washington. I ain't going to say, you know, their name, but I'm going to say Washington because that name's racist. But anyways, I'm not going to say it. But anyways, something's wrong in Washington because Pierre Garçon just signed with the 49ers.
He gone.
DeSean Jackson signs with the Bay Buccaneers. Did you like that?
Yeah.
Did this shit on purpose, man. All right. You ain't got to edit out. I don't care. I did it on purpose.
Okay.
Relax. I know you think you got me, but you can't.
You can't get got.
For sure. Okay. But anyways, he signed with the Bucs. And now Kirk Cousins is asking for a trade. My brother. Mm-hmm. A trade. Something's going on, man. Something is going on.
And then they
denied him, saying no.
But they don't want to pay him. Oh, my God.
They're thinking about franchising his ass again. Oh, my God. Like a franchise tag. It's like, for real? For another year? This is his second year he got tagged.
He's lost in limbo, man. I swear, because both of his top wide receivers are gone. I know they got, forgot that guy's name. I picked him up last year in our fantasy league.
But
they got some guy there that...
They got Jordan Reed.
Oh, well, Jordan Reed definitely at tight end.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they don't know who they want at running back. They got, like, a mixture of different running backs.
What was that? Rookie started for the last couple of games. He had, like, two good games out of five
Robert
games.
Robert Kelly.
Yeah, Robert Kelly.
So who knows what's going to happen with him. And they got Matt Jones. But, I mean, he's kind of, like, lost in limbo because, I mean, his two main guys are gone, like I said. And they don't want to trade him. And they don't want to pay him.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I mean, if I was him, I'd be very upset right now. To go to Snyder and say, you know, trade me. I want to leave. You know, try to find an offer and just tell him no. It's just not going to happen. So yeah. I'd be upset if I were him too.
Well, yeah. And he can't do anything. He can't talk to other teams until, I think, in July.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, that sucks. You know? I mean, if they tag him, if I was him, I'd get paid $24 million, I think it is.
Yeah.
But it's like, shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're being forced to literally work there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like saying you're being forced, even though you found another job.
Yeah.
Say, like me and you, we found another job. And
you go to quit and they say no.
No, you can't. And you're forced to work there another year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
That's
saying?
What I'm
it's
saying.
Like,
it's
just... what the Man, that has to suck. So
yeah.
Something's going on in Washington too. And plus, before all this, was it Shanahan who left? And he went to 49ers to be the head coach.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe they have faith in Shanahan more than they had faith in the actual head coach.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going on over there? But anyway, something's not right over there. But with that being said, with DeSean Jackson going to the Bucs. That's DeSean Jackson on one side, and the other side is Mike Evans.
Yeah, Mike Evans.
That's going to be a nice combination.
And they
for
still
Winston.
Got what's his name, Jackson, right?
Vincent Jackson.
Yeah, Vincent Jackson. They still
have.
Yeah,
but those two DeSean, man, that'd be nice. That'd
DeSean
be nice.
Still has that speed.
Oh yeah, he made big plays this past season for them.
Yeah,
you know,
like, have Mike Evans and then him just running out.
Yeah, definitely.
Man. It could be something good.
One more free agent. Deal that went down this past week. I want to talk about Brandon Marshall. Man, he's going to the New York Giants. Man,
yeah,
that was a pickup. Come on, that's a combo right there. You got Brandon Marshall, and then you got Odell Beck. Yeah,
and who knows if they're going to pick up AP? If they get AP,
look at you. They're going to pick up AP.
If they pick up AP, I mean. That's a pretty solid offense right there. So,
well, even if they get like an average, slightly above average running back, it doesn't have to be AP. I mean, I know there's Doug Martin's out there.
Doug Martin,
Latavius Murray is out there.
Murray.
You know what I'm saying?
Murray.
So if you get a decent running back like that, who knows? You know what I'm saying? And then, and then they still got that defense was. Pretty decent last year at the end.
It stepped up towards the end. Yeah,
at the end it stepped up. So, man, that's a hell of a combo right there, though.
Yeah.
That receiving.
Eli's got no excuse
now.
No,
yeah, that is true. He has no excuse to only be passing it to Becks.
And
I mean, honestly, because this past season, He only passed it to Bex and then once in a great while to Sterling Shepard.
Yeah. But now Sterling Shepard coming in his second year? Mm-hmm. I mean, you never know what could come out of him.
That's looking good for them.
Yeah.
So that's the free agent market. We're going to talk about another player. The Dallas Cowboys, you know, they're going to trade Tony Romo. They're looking for a trade.
Yeah, they're looking for a trade.
So basically, they're definitely done with Tony Romo. So as of right now, I think it was like 30 minutes ago, was Tony Romo wrote a farewell.
Yeah, farewell. It was actually a video.
Oh, he posted a video. Tony. Anthony. Anthony, what are you doing, Anthony? But anyways, so what's a potential landing spot, Rich? I mean, really. There's two that they're saying. And I think you're going to say it. Go ahead.
Well, Houston, of course. So Houston and the Broncos, those are the two top landing spots for him to get traded to. But I'm seeing reports that the Broncos aren't really interested in anymore. But I mean, it's mixed reports because they're saying they're trying to get a deal done for Trevor Siemian to send him to the Jets. But I mean, who knows what's really going to happen? Like we said earlier, they got rid of Brock Osweiler, so they got cap space if they don't find a trade and they just end up releasing him. I mean, the Texans can go out and get him, you know, if they wanted to. I don't know if a trade will get done. I think they're going to end up releasing him, but hopefully he ends up on the Texans. Because as of today, we have a vacancy right there, so we need a quarterback.
Oh, okay. Well, if you need a quarterback, there's Jay Cutler. Cuddy's out there, Mr. Cuddy.
And I heard he was interested in the Texans. Oh, I don't know about that.
You don't know?
Uh-uh.
Would it be an upgrade from Osweiler?
Oh, yeah. I think it would be an upgrade from Osweiler.
Oh, okay.
Osweiler had 19 interceptions. How many did Cutler have? I don't think it was 19.
He didn't play the whole season. That's what it was. That's he played like maybe 4 or 5 games at the most. I don't know.
There's times Cutler just seems so weak to me. Like, I wouldn't want him on my team.
Tony Romo, yeah, I kind of, going back on what you said, they're going to trade him, so probably maybe Denver or, you know what, I won't be surprised if it's not even Denver or Houston.
Who do you think it would be?
I don't know, who knows, but I wouldn't be surprised.
If Jerry Jones wants to do right by Tony Romo, it's going to be one of those two teams, because those are his two options. Mm-hmm. If he just sends them off to, like, Cleveland or the Rams, or I don't know what other bad team out there is.
I'll be shocked, but then I'll be like, he did it for a good business move. You know what I'm saying?
But I don't know if he would do Tony like
that. Well, if it's a trade, you want something back.
Oh, you know. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know how much Houston's got to trade for or Denver, you know?
Yeah.
So, who knows? Who knows? Hopefully in the next couple weeks here, we'll...
next podcast, we'll definitely have an answer for you guys.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're saying that he wants to take, well, if he was going to get released, they're saying he wanted to take like a Peyton Manning type tour. You know how Peyton Manning went around and took meetings and everything, but now that he's going to get traded, supposedly, he won't have that. So I think we will have an answer by the next podcast.
So another one that is floating around is AP, Mr. Peterson. So where is this man going to be dealt to? Where do you think he's going to go?
Well, the top teams that have, you know, linked to him are the Raiders, because they don't know if they want to keep Murray, are the Patriots, because they got rid of Blunt. Well, Blunt's a free agent. And the Giants, like we were talking about. Because the Giants have a hole there. They got rid of Rashad Jennings. So it's going to be between those three teams. They're saying Cowboys. But, I mean, why would the Cowboys pick him up?
Do you think he's valued a lot, though? I mean, honestly. I mean, I don't think his...
If you put him behind a good offensive line, I would. I'd give him a shot. Which the Raiders have had the second best.
Well, what kind of a
line.
Deal? I don't think it's going to be a major deal. I think it's maybe a couple years.
Oh,
year
no,
deal.
I say like a year.
I say 2 year
two.
Deal.
Yeah,
2 year deal.
Definitely. I don't think it'll be 3 or 4 or anything like that. Yeah. It'll be a 1 or 2 year deal. But if I was him, I would go to the Raiders. If they don't keep Murray, I'd go to the Raiders because they had the second best offensive line in the NFL last year. So,
that is true. Yeah.
I mean, I want to be protected, so I'd go over there.
Yeah, that'd be a good choice. All right, folks. This is basically all we got for you guys. We will be back next week. So thank you for listening. You can catch us on Gmail, the tripod.
Yeah.
Send us some questions. Put some of your answers, what we had here. Tell us what you like, you didn't like. You know, go ahead. We want your feedback and keep in touch. And where else can they find us at?
Well, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, it's all at the tripod. And just find us on there. Send us a message if you want. If you have any questions or if you want to get on the show, we can also do that. You can have your own little episode like we do with the fan cast. And our email is thetripod16 at gmail.com. If you have any questions or any kind of, you know, if you want to contact us in any kind of way, there you go.
And just a quick little hint here. In a couple weeks, we are trying to go, you know, a little live here.
Yeah.
Get some video in and everything. And, you know, try to get some guests up in here and
get you guys
studio.
More involved.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Definitely. You know, we want everybody to get involved. The show is about the tribe, and you are part of the tribe. If you're listening, you are part of the tribe.
Yeah.
So, Eric, two plates. How do you think this show went?
Man, it went good.
Yeah. I have to admit, I agreed with everything you said. I can't debate not one thing with you, Dave Love. You heard me?
Wow,
oh,
Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
Oh,
thanks,
man.
Two plates.
I've never heard you agree with Dave.
What'd you think about Richard?
Well, they call him the Lion Heart for a reason, hmm?
All right, Eric. Thanks, buddy. Thank you. Thank you for joining us, guys. As always, dream big, live bigger. Peace. There we go. Come on, what the fuck?
Oh, my internet's going fast.
Yeah, you stole it. Fuck, man.
You stole it.